back on the line. There's trouble in the tower.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite that serious, actually. But it is about two Femons, and they can dramatise any little thing into a big thing, can't they? But the ending of the story isn't the usual one. Now, this happened in a fast food chain somewhere in the States. And this 39-year-old Femon wasn't happy with the order she got. So she demonstrated how unhappy she was. So she threw it at the store manager, 26-year-old Femon. But I guess they caught the Femon and they arrested her. Unusual cases, don't they? They say something like, I was having a heavy period, or I just finished with an abusive relationship. Depending upon their age, they could use menopause. You know, Femons, they use a plethora of excuses. Don't know that's the right word, but I'm using it anyway. They say they're sorry and they get a slap on the wrist. But that didn't happen this time. The other Femon, who was a store manager at the time, had to quit her job at that place, and she was very traumatized. Well, I worked in the public sector for some time, and I had food and drink thrown at me. It's not nice, but it's hardly traumatizing. But Femons like to dramatize everything, don't they? But for once, the sentence fit the crime, and that's because it was a logical male judge. But this judge gave her 180 days jail time. But he said he'd take 90 days off. And he would take another 60 days off if she worked at a fast food chain 20 hours a week. So maybe she could get used to the idea what it's like. So she didn't get a slap on the wrist. And hopefully it would show the Femons out there that they can get justice just like everybody else. And maybe a lot of them will stop acting out as we see them do everywhere, because they get away with it. But this is unusual and probably just a one-off, and this judge will take some heat for doing it. And I knew if there happens to be something that's sensible, there has to be a male there. And there was. Ah, great. It's a great world we live in. See you later, guys.